Stand by. Good day, and welcome to the EverGlory International Group, Incorporated Full Year 2009 Earnings Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Wilson Bao of EverGlory International Group, Incorporated. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, and welcome to EverGlory International's Full Year 2009 Conference Call. Before we begin, we would like to take a moment to go through the company's safe harbor policy. The statements contained in the conference call, which are not historical facts, may be deemed to constitute forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual future results may differ materially from those projected such statements due to a number of risks and uncertainties, all of which are described in the company's filings with the SEC. EverGlory does not undertake any obligation to update forward-looking statements, except as required by applicable law. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Edward Yuhua Tan, Chairman, Chief Executive Officer, for a strategic overview of the business, followed by Emily Guo, Chief Financial Officer, who will provide a financial review. Edward?
Good morning, and welcome to our Full Year 2009 Earnings Conference Call. The full year 2009 was a challenging year for EverGlory's wholesale business as it experienced decreased sales. This decrease was mainly due to the economic downturn, and EverGlory suspended the orders of several customers due to the financial outlook and concern over timely payment ability of those customers. Our top priority in this difficult economy is to protect EverGlory, its financial position, and its cash flow. We believe we are taking the appropriate steps to protect our financial and provide EverGlory with a more stable customer base. Having undergone a financial crisis, tensions, some suppliers and clients were eliminated. Those surviving suppliers and clients might be subject to the same storm. They also might grow up big and healthy, along with the gradual stabilization of the general economic condition. In the past year, EverGlory has been seeking opportunities from the crisis, adjusting the formation of customers and production, striving for operation safety and securing cash flow so as to realize the improved health of current operations. I strongly believe that in the future, our wholesale business will get even better. We are happy to report the continued growth and expansion of our retail business through our four prime retailer stores named Lazogo. Our retail business consists of retail channel sales directly to consumers through Lazogo located throughout China. Despite the difficult economy, the ladies' wear market remains strong and continues to be the largest and fastest-growing segment in the Chinese apparel market. This is reflected by strong sales trends in our retail segment. During the full year of 2009, we recorded over $13.2 million of retail sales compared to $3.5 million last year. As Lazogo entered its third year, I believe, based on the business of previous 2 years, through perfecting the design style and improving our store management efficiency, we are sure to enhance same store sales with bigger strength, upon which we will further expanding Lagogo's presence in China to lay a big foundation for continuous development in terms of our nationwide expansion of Lagogo. We increased the number of our Lagogo stores from 93 at the end of last year to 185 stores in the year end of December 31st, 2009. At the same time, we will actively seek cooperation with international brands in order to enlarge our retail business scale and penetrate into the Chinese domestic market. Overall, we were pleased with our results under a challenging global environment. Even in such a difficult operating environment, we remain a profitable company with positive cash flows and little debt. We believe we are positioned for growth over the long term and look forward to updating you on our progress. And we view the challenging global market environment as an opportunity for us to cash great market share. I will now turn the call over to Emily Gore, our CFO, who will take you through the numbers for the year. Emily.
Thank you, Edward. By now, you have all seen M-Glory's press release with our detailed financial results. So I will use this time to highlight key points in the full year 2009. During the fiscal year ended December 31, 2009, net sales decreased 7.8% to 89.9 million from 97.5 million in 2008. This decrease was primarily attributable to decreased sales orders in the company's wholesale business. In the year 2009, M-Glory suspended orders with several customers due to concern of the financial outlook and timely payment ability of those customers. Despite of the decrease in our wholesale business, momentum continued in our retail business. Sales in our retail business increased to 30.2 million in the full year versus about 3.5 million last year. Gross profit in our wholesale business decreased 7.9% to 13.5 million from 14.6 million a year ago. Gross margin for our wholesale business increased 200 basis points to 17.6% in 2009 compared to 50.6% in 2008. The increase was primarily because we decreased lower margin orders as the continued effort to pursue higher added value operations. Gross profit in our retail business increased 276.6% to 4.8 million from 1.3 million a year ago. Gross margin for our retail business increased 10 basis points to 36.7% in 2009. Compared to 36.6% in 2008. The slight increase in gross margin was primarily due to an increase in same-store sales in 2009. Total gross profit in 2009 increased 50.1% to 18.3 million from 15.9 million a year ago. Gross margin increased about 410 basis points to 20.4% in 2009, compared to 16.3% in 2008. Selling expense increased to 4.7 million from 2 million in 2008. The increase was attributable to an increase in salaries and the total number of retail staff. as well as the increased decoration and marketing expenses associated with the promotion of Lagogo. General and administrative expenses increased 12.6% to 7.5 million from 6.7 million in 2008. The increase was attributable to an increase of payroll for additional management design and marketing staff as a result of our business expansion. Income from operations for 2009 was 6.1 million, representing a decrease of 15.6% from operating income of 7.2 million in 2008. For 2009, GAAP net income was 4.4 million or 29 cents per diluted share, an increase of 23.2% from 3.6 million or 26 cents per diluted share in 2008. GAAP net income results from 2009 include about 1.1 million or 8 cents per diluted share of non-cash expense related to the change in fair value of a derivative liability compared to about 2.3 million or 17 per diluted share of non-cash expense related to the amortization of issuer's cost and discount on convertible notes in 2008. Excluding these non-cash expense for 2009 and 2008, non-GAAP diluted earnings per share was 37 cents in 2009 compared to 43 cents in 2008. Now I will turn the call to Edward for some closing remarks.
Okay, thank you, Emily. With respect to our financial outlook for the first quarter of 2010, the company sees total net sales of 22 to 25 million and net income about 1.5 to 1.8 million. For 4 years of 2010, the company sees total net sales between 121 to 141 million and net income between 6.5 to 7 million. The 4 year revenue forecast is comprised of 95 to 110 million in wholesale revenue and 26 to 31 million in revenue from retailers. Before we take any questions, I want to express my thanks to our investors for your continued support and confidence in our management team. We remain focused on executing our strategy to be a leading apparel supplier and retailer in China, known for innovative design, high-quality products, and timely production. The end of our prepared remarks. Operator, we are ready to take some questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. To ask a question, please press star followed by your digit 1. If you are on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for just a moment. And as a reminder, please press star 1 to ask your question. And there are no questions at this time. And there are still no questions. And at this time, I would like to turn the call back over to the management for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, and thank you everybody for joining us on this call. We look forward to providing updates for you in future quarters. Thank you.
And that will conclude today's call. We thank you for your participation.